We are an imperfect couple, keeping it real, loving Jesus, loving each other, laughing our way through life, and figuring it out together. Hoping our stories can encourage and uplift others in their marriage to thrive and succeed, knowing they're not alone. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My name's Alexandria.
And I'm Franco.
And we are the Bozos.
The Bozos.
Technically Bozo. We're going to do this probably every time on the podcast.
Yeah, and we'll continue to fight in both camps on which side.
Because the enunciation, it's Bozo.
Correct.
True. Like, it's Italian.
The double Z makes
it
a T.
Is it Italian or Chilean?
Italian, I think.
Okay. Anywho, so welcome back to our second episode. We finally have a name.
Yeah, and we're excited to reveal that name today.
I know. And we didn't, you know, want to record the first one again. So we're like, yeah, we'll just make you wait and then we'll reveal it now. So
it's no longer Podcast X.
No longer Podcast X. No, you're right. And it is what?
Real love, real stories.
Oh, with the Bozos. See, I said it. Bozos this time. But yes, we're real excited. Get it? Real excited. because we want to have this podcast be like we have it in the title, real, authentic, and we will have, hopefully, we will have multiple different couples that come on to the podcast and share their life stories. And so we want to dive into what our vision and what we hope this podcast will bring. And so we're just really hopeful that the Lord will use this, the Lord will bless it, and we'll be able to just be able to really encourage other people in their marriage. And so one of the goals or visions that we have is to help people succeed in their marriage first and foremost, which is a given.
Yeah. And having it being a Christ-centered marriage.
Right.
Because obviously Alexander and I are both believers.
Yeah.
We both go to church. We both serve at church. And we really want to see thriving marriages in the church. Because that's kind of the foundation of community.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing thriving marriages is really important to us.
Right. Yes. And then another part of our vision is to help marriages grow and to help them stay true to their commitment, or what we like to call covenant. I like covenant better than a commitment, because covenant is something that should not be broken. Whereas commitment and a promise is, you can break promises. So
you can break commitments also, yes.
Yeah.
It's a touchy subject, covenant. But yeah, covenants.
Covenant, you should not. It's something sacred and holy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I was just going on the commitment and the promise part. Like, we promise our friends that we're going to do stuff all the time and fail them. We fail our promises all the time. We commit our commitments. We fall through or something comes up.
Right.
You have a sick kid. You get sick. I get sick. I get a sick a lot more now that I have a child.
Oh, you've had to cancel a lot. Yeah. So covenant. We want people to stay true to their covenant of what they did in the first place and why they got married. And then another one that we have is we really want to emphasize on this in our podcast that it's not just Franco and I, but we have other couples that come in and share their life stories, share their struggles, but also share their victories and how they walked through that and how they stayed faithful in their marriage, walking through those different areas of their lives.
Yeah, and the hard things that they've gone through and how they went through those issues, how they solved those issues as a married couple, and if they have families, how they introduced their family into the situation, and then how did they walk that out, and finding good examples of people around and even in our community. I mean, mm-hmm. There's tons of people with stories and wisdom that we can glean from. And I think we're going to expand on that a little bit later, but that's definitely something, one of the values that we want to bring to the podcast.
Yes.
That's going to kind of set us apart. And we really just want to bring a different perspective, because everybody's going through something. And somebody might have already gone through something that you're going through currently.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll be able to find those people that are going through those things to be able to edify you through those situations.
Right. Right. And then we also want to share about biblical marriage and what that is, because we are believers and we believe truly that marriage is between a man and a woman. And what does that look like, and to have a good biblical marriage and having it centered on Jesus? And we know that in our marriage, there have been times where if we did not have a backbone of belief and faith, we would have failed. And we would have failed pretty miserably. And we've seen a lot of people with their marriages that don't have that. And we see it become more of a one-sided rather than being selfless and serving your spouse. And that is something that we've seen so many people do. And it really breaks our hearts to see people fail in their marriage. Not even fail, that's the wrong word. To see people walk away. And we know that there are case-by-case situations, whether that be, you know, abuse, infidelity, things that are biblical to get out of. But those are, you know, case-by-case scenarios. And a lot of these ones that we're seeing are people that person doesn't make me happy anymore. But let's be honest, your spouse is not going to make you happy. Like 60% of the time.
60% of the time I don't make you happy?
No, I mean, that sounds bad, but you're not my source of happiness. My source of happiness has to come from the Lord. And if I'm looking to you as being my sole purpose in life, you're going to fail me. That's just reality.
I think I should be at least like 80% of your happiness.
Okay, you are. I know that sounds, I take it back. You're not 60%. You're 99.
No, 99 is too much pressure. Let's back it off a little bit there. I think 80, 85 is a good number.
Okay, you're 80, 85. I'm not good with the numbers, so my head thinks, you know, you do make me happy. Of course you do. But you're not my sole happiness.
Lord brings joy, happiness. Happiness, right, is something we feel as humans. Joy is what Lord delivers to.
That's a word.
You know, we can get with the joy of the Lord. Because yeah, even when it's hard, the joy of the Lord is still.
Right. And just like in our intro, we're figuring things out still. We don't have it all together, but we know that we love Jesus, that we're going to continue to learn, and we want to be humble and continue to learn more about marriage, more about each other, more about how to be a strong wife, how to be a strong husband, how to be a strong couple. And so that is something we are really passionate about. And we want to just be real and open and honest. We don't have all the answers, and we're not expecting this podcast to be your sole purpose of guidance. We want you to go to the Lord on that, but we want this to be an encouragement, that it would get you to start talking, that it would get you to start having conversations with your spouse, or to make you think a little bit differently in the ways you handle certain situations in your marriage.
Yeah, of course. All things are different. Every couple is different. This is just something that hopefully encourage you to push through, continue to have the good fight, continue to pursue your spouse even when you're mad at them, even mm-hmm. when they're making you try to figure out what's going on with audio issues. Like we have been for the last hour, but
2 hours. Let's be real, guys. When you start out and you're learning, I'm impatient. I'll be real. I am. I'm impatient. I was just sitting here because I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, it's just more involved, and we're both learning. Mainly me learning how to do everything and how to
If you could hear some of the audio of me, it sounds like I'm whining, to be honest. I am whining.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I just spent like 2 hours.
That, or we'll do some practice recordings and it'll be like, I'll believe it when I hear it. That was the most.
Because, also because you were saying, this will be the last time.
I only said that like 18 times.
Exactly. Probably. This will be the last time. This will be the last time. Yeah. Exactly. And that's triggering. Yes. Don't tell me it's going to be the last time if it's not.
True. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to start a podcast, it's very difficult. And it takes a lot of time to begin with.
If you're going
to
start, don't do it.
No, I think everybody has a voice that should be heard. But there's a lot more involved than I was expecting. So absolutely. You don't just plug a microphone in and then start talking.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be great.
Mm. Wouldn't that be great?
But it's not that way. So.
No. And mainly the biggest reason we want to have these couples on into this specific podcast and why we are saying it's, you know, real love, real stories, is because we know that stories are so powerful and speak to people. Like, we think about our testimony, we think about stories in the Bible and the metaphors, they relate so much to our heart and they relate so much to our lives that it can spark conversations. It can spark this newness or a new way of thinking and a way of living. And so we know that people's stories uplift our hearts when they walk out what God is calling them to walk out. And when we have these people that come on, we know so many people in our lives and from our past, currently, and just in our church community that have gone through really difficult things, or it may not even be super difficult, but it may be something that they've mastered in a sense. And we've seen people who have gone through infidelity and still stayed together, or gone through infidelity and ended up being divorced, or got remarried and have blended families, or had an abusive marriage and is now in a really healthy, stable marriage, or have lost children, either by miscarriage or have physically lost their child, you know, outside of the womb, and that kid could be older or a baby, and knowing that those people have walked through that grief, that hardship, but came out on the other side being victorious because of their faith. That's what we want this podcast to be. And how did that affect their marriage? How did that make them love each other more? How did they serve each other? How did they be there for their spouse? How did they not let that break their marriage? Because a lot of hardships end up breaking marriages because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. And so that, to me, is so exciting to have these people come on and join us, and people that we know and love, and maybe people that we don't know very well, but we will get to in a conversation on this podcast. So it's going to be great. Yeah. I'm excited for it. Yeah, I'm excited about that the most.
And want to cover like all spectrums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like from dating, from singlehood to dating to being married.
Right.
From being married from 1 month to 6 months to 1 year to 10 years to mm-hmm. 50 years, covering that whole spectrum of marriages. And just knowing sure. that, you know, setting boundaries, that's something that we're really passionate about. And we're going to probably mm-hmm. talk about in an episode, but having boundaries when you're dating.
Couple episodes.
Another pro tip for anybody who's single, do not take any relationship advice from a single person. If they're awesome. Single and they're giving you relationship advice, it's probably not helpful at all. I strongly recommend if you're looking for relationship advice, I'd go to somebody who's been married for a long time or married for at least a little bit or engaged and gain mm-hmm. wisdom from there, especially if you're serious about meeting somebody, getting married, and pursuing right. a long-term relationship with somebody.
Right.
It's not beneficial to... I mean, not that dating is bad, but if you have a focus and you have a direction and what you want a dating relationship to end as, it makes it a lot easier when you're entering the dating pool person. So that's something that we want to attack, but what kind of barriers you can set up along the way to make sure that,
right,
you know, you don't push those boundaries and that you don't set yourself up for failure from the start.
Right.
But to set yourself up for success from the start.
Right. And there's boundaries still in marriage. And we don't talk about that enough. Not just boundaries in dating. It's boundaries in marriage too.
And that's true. We'll get into that in the boundaries episode for sure, I guess.
That's another episode I'm excited about. Not even episode. I just love talking about that. I can talk about that for hours.
Yeah, we'll see if it goes for hours.
Hopefully we'll make it like hours, but you'll have to rein me in because I get righteously angry about boundaries.
Yeah, but if it's good, we'll just continue to move forward with it.
Right.
No, it'll be as long as it needs to be to have the conversation.
Right.
You know, we don't want to be like, oh, this is a hard cutoff at this amount of time. We want to just have conversations with people, whether that be an hour, whether that's 2.5 hours. If there's a topic that we really all need day. To talk about. Just no, kidding. All day will never be. Okay, I lied. We will have a cutoff. It will probably be 3 hours. See,
boundaries, babe. Boundaries.
Yes, there we go.
They help you succeed.
I think after like 3 hours, it's good. That's a good length.
Long time. Yeah. Long time.
I mean, I listen to 3 hour podcasts, 2.5 hour podcasts all the time, but not a lot of people have time to do.
So. No.
But we want to make sure that we give every topic room to breathe, room to have conversation about, especially as we bring other couples in. That those couples would have an opportunity to be able to speak their mind, that they would be able to speak to us and give their wisdom, that we give them the time to do that because nothing is said in a short amount of time. We don't want to rush anybody. So we just really want this to be an open forum for them to talk. And then if you guys choose to listen, and if not, maybe that topic's not for you, or maybe you're not receiving anything from the couple we have, that's great. It's for somebody. Because a lot of people have been through a lot of the same struggles. Feel like they're alone in those struggles. When in reality, there's a lot of other couples that probably have gone through the same thing.
Right. Right. And another portion of our vision is, you know, why us? What makes us unique? And I think it's just because we're us. And we have different stories and wisdom that we want to be able to share to the world. And we know that it's also kind of terrifying because this is out in the open, what we share. But we also are excited and knowing that the Lord knows what he's doing. And we have been so blessed in our marriage and have learned so much and are still learning. We're not perfect by any means. But we know that we have things that we want to share and to really keep it real and to impact other people in their marriage. And we've seen that firsthand in our lives. And even with just our marriage group that we do through our church, we've seen marriages that were on the rocks and God intervened. It wasn't necessarily us, but we got to just see it. Like God allowed us to see how he intervened and changed their hearts in order to become a more unified couple. And we definitely want to dive into the marriage group content more. That's something that we're also really passionate about because we've also seen a lot of different sources be either a little bit outdated or way too long, like 45 minutes of content and then, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of questions. So we want to be able to do those types of things and make it easily accessible, either free or, you know, like a minimum charge to download this, have access to it throughout your church and be able to just use it for your marriage groups.
Yeah. And not even charging. Maybe making it donation based or something, just because we've been leading this marriage group for so long that we've been having the opportunity to try and fail a lot of things that we didn't like. One pro tip, don't do a 45 minute podcast in an hour session because that leaves you maybe 10 minutes for prayer time, so at least 5 minutes for talking. But We want to create something that's going to be fluid for any group that mm-hmm. you can just plug it in. We'll have questions ready for you.
Right.
And it will be more engaging. So there's a lot of stuff out there, but everything, you know, and it's going to be group specific, but as we've been doing this the last couple of years and have been blessed with the opportunity to fail in a lot of things, but also learn from those failures, we just want to benefit you guys, benefit anybody who's a marriage group leader, because mm-hmm. that's a big burden. That's a big task. It can be overwhelming. Maybe you don't feel prepared for it, but with our help, hopefully we can set you up for success, and then you can start taking what we do and expanding on it and making mm-hmm. it better, making it fit your group. And,
right, exactly.
Yeah, we just want to kind of help create an outline, and then I guess maybe it might be geared towards new marriage group leaders or something, where their first session.
Yeah.
Like they just use our outline, and then they can kind of
go obviously from there. This is in the works.
Yeah, but this is in the works.
This is something sure we are, you know, thinking about, and so that we want your feedback. You know, what are types of things that you wish you could chat with other married couples on, and what would that look like in a group setting? And so if you have those ideas, you can let us know. You can reach us on our Instagram. Look at that segue right there. Mm. And it's With the Bozos. And so feel free to just message us. We'll probably do a couple of different questionnaires. And so answer those questionnaires. We want to gauge where people are and what people are looking for and grasping for within a marriage group context. And, or, you know, oh, I wish I would have had this sort of topic or this sort of, you know, challenges in marriage that I could have walked through with other couples.
Yeah. And it won't be perfect and it won't be for every group, but we found that when we got tossed into it, we just didn't really have a lot of direction. So even like, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, gearing something towards new marriage group leaders. Mm-hmm. So they have a jumping off point. Some groups just want to do dinner and hang out, and that's great. But some group want to have some sort of outline. I know for mm-hmm. me, it's a lot easier when I have an outline and I know that there's people that I can lean into to be able to have a structure. As much mm-hmm. as people say they don't love structure, everybody loves structure. They're lying.
People thrive on structure.
Yeah.
Kids thrive on structure. Why would it change?
Yeah. I mean, people say they don't like structure, but then they drive on the road with lines, and that's structure. Okay. They're like, yes, it is. It's going over. People like to go over bridges. Okay. That's a structure. Everybody drives on the same road. That's a structure. You know,
like a legit structure. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's just, that's the structures that we live by. Even right. in America, there's laws. You know, we all live by, well, most people live by the law, but yeah. Creating that an outline. So that's one of our goals also as a marriage group, or as a marriage podcast too, and coming out with content to help your
right.
help you out.
Yes. So yeah, we are pumped. Yeah. And this was a lot of meat that we gave you. But don't worry, it'll be way funnier in our other podcast episodes.
Yeah, and this was just kind of to share our heart behind right. it. And you know, people who come back to this episode later on, it might be completely different than what we have it as right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We want you to laugh. We want you to have fun. We want you to cry. I want you to cry. Like, good cries. Like, oh, that hit my soul cry.
Yeah.
Is that a weird hope for people?
That they would, I never they, wish they would anybody cry? To cry.
Well.
But it's good to cry. It's good to have emotions.
That's how I know I get you. When you're like, oh, it brought tears to my eyes. I know the Holy Spirit got you.
Yeah. Or just really impacted by what somebody had to say.
Right.
You know? And so, it's not about us. It's about Jesus first.
No,
and
I know. Then, that's why I said Holy Spirit impact you.
Yeah.
Not me.
And then after that, it's about these couple stories mm-hmm. and how they impact others.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for getting through.
Thank you for being here.
The second podcast and bearing with us with any audio issues. And yeah, we just hope that this would just be edifying to your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So join us next time on Real Love, Real Stories.
Real Stories with the Bozos.
Have a good night. We'll be right back.